Virtue is here.
Yay!
What kind of project is Testimony, and being that it's on Doc Chow's label?
Well, it's a project that we, the first project for us on Doc Chow / Integrity Gospel. So we're really, really excited about it, and God has been good to us, and we just want to share. We got some awesome, awesome, hot tracks on the CD. We have some guest artists, and we've never had any guest artists on our CD before. So yeah, on Follow Me, actually, we have Ty Tribbett's band, his section. And on
Praises to You, we have Martha Minnelli. And on 1, 2, 3, Praise,
we have T-Ball.
How do you guys pick tracks? How do you do songs? Do they have to minister to you guys, Ebony and Karima?
Yeah, we always pick songs that minister to us first. If they minister to us, that it'll, you know, minister to the people and everybody that listens to it.
Well, I don't. I like them all. I know that's so, like,
I would have to say Thank You, Jesus.
I like Thank You, Jesus.
Definitely, yep. Especially for me when I first joined Virtue, because I came in later, and this is Heather talking for somebody who might not know, but I wasn't always in Virtue, and so when I first came in, I was pretty nervous about going in the studio and recording, and my sisters were like the most supportive and encouraging, like, you can do it, don't be scared, just be yourself, sing, and every time they're like that in the studio. So we do work as a team, I think, in each other.
What do you hear from girls or young ladies when you're on the road?
Well, we hear a lot of low self-esteem. With some people, it's disguised in a whole bunch of other stuff, though. So when you sift through it and you go, that's probably stemming from something that, you know, that they're not looking upon themselves, and they don't think much of themselves. Just watching, seeing all the negativity, like the way we dress, watching the images that we see on TV, trying to mimic those things, and the stuff that we see in the movies, you know, that's a lie. It's not what true life is. So we actually are trying to do something official about it, besides just, you know, talking about it casually and on stage. We're starting an organization called Virtue Girls, and it's in a planning process now, but we're working through it to come up with something that's going to be great for young women, a conference type of thing, and a/club that we just have that goes year-round to discuss some of the issues and to encourage people, give them tips to young women about how to dress, abstinence from, you know, from sex, all those things. So we just want to help and reach out in a more official way. Yeah. That's true. My mom always told me, to, you know, if you go somewhere and you don't like what's going on, you know, you set the stage for yourself. You set the standards. And if she told me, she never let us use the word bored. Like, I'm so bored. Like, those are words that I don't want used in my house, because if you say that, then that means that's who you are. You can change whatever circumstances you are in with your own attitude.
We thank you, virtuous ladies, Ebony, Heather, and Karima, for joining us.
Thanks for having us.